It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. When a bunch of important people meet at the White House to discuss a problem, chances are that problem is pretty big, such as the case with botnets, the subject of a White House summit yesterday. Botnets are a series of computers that are infected without their owners knowing it. Those computers, possibly your computer, are then used to send spam, relay stolen data, all sorts of bad stuff. Declan McCullough writes for CNET and has this news about the war against botnets.
Good. Criminals, and there really are criminals behind this, are getting smarter. Botnet software is getting better at hiding from the good guys. Well, it's probably something that will never eradicate, but it will just learn to live with, and people will get better at deleting it from their computers.
What was the big takeaway from the summit?
It's financial service companies. These are banks and credit card providers that are going to talk more with Microsoft. They're going to talk more with Apple. They're going to talk more with Comcast and AT&T, because really everyone has a stake in trying to make sure that computers aren't infected with bad software.
Now, once these corporate internet super friends team up, they would be able to spot problems more effectively, says Alan Friedman of Brookings.
The internet service providers are working together to detect a botnet. You know, gosh, this small grandmother who only uses her computer to check her church website every 2 weeks has suddenly started to send a whole bunch of data to a random machine in Bulgaria. Maybe we should look into that. Is the sort of thing that we can now detect, and you can do that in an automated fashion.
So corporate bigwigs meet at the White House about this, private industry and government. But Chris Hufnagel of Berkeley's Center for Law and Technology says you and I play a large role in fighting botnets.
Much of the problem resides in the private sector. But the private sector doesn't want to clamp down too hard on its users. I mean, just imagine if your ISP started to annoy you about the security settings of your computer, you might try a different ISP, or all those security settings might get in the way of you using the internet. And then all of a sudden, you know, the internet's no good for you. So there is this balance between accepting responsibility for how one uses the internet and ease of use.
Good luck. Update your software. Here to discuss some interesting developments with Apple is our regular expert on Apple, Siri, the personal assistant from the iPhone 4S. Hi, Siri.
I didn't find any meetings.
I didn't ask you for any meetings. I was just saying hello.
Hello.
Apple CEO Tim Cook says TV is an area of intense interest for the company, but in a recent interview, he said there was no imminent launch of an Apple television set, despite a lot of rumors that it's on the way. Siri, is Apple making a TV?
I haven't a clue.
Oh, that's how it's going to be. Okay, let's move on. Next item. Some photos have leaked online of what looks like a case for a new iPhone, but with a much bigger screen. Siri, will the iPhone 5 be bigger?
There's no iPhone number for Will Ferrell in your contacts.
Wait, who's talking about Will Ferrell?
Checking on that for you. Okay. How about a web search for who's talking about Will Ferrell?
No. Forget it. Okay, last thing. Tim Cook also says that he wants to use you, Siri, in more Apple products. Siri, where are you going next?
Wherever you are. That's where I am.
Okay. Fine. Goodbye, Siri.
Bye.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted online backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.